Scott Mills. Now, this was just a pipe dream to Laura last week. Now we're going to make it happen. What was the idea?
Right, well, basically, you know, you get those text services like Any Question Answered, where you text a question, then they text you the answer back, right? Well, this is going to be a way of talking to those beyond the grave. If you've got a question you want to ask anybody, then you text a number, we get a medium to ask those beyond the grave, and then text the answer back. Simple.
And we're going to call it...
Text.
Did you come up with the idea for the thing
just,
first?
I was just listening through my old Eternal albums.
I know. Oh, I could do something with that.
Now, yesterday, this was just a pipe dream to you, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Today, it's going to become a reality. Please welcome Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. Now, explain to us what it is that you do.
I'm a spirit medium. I've been working with the spirit world now for the last 15 years, seeing spirit for about 30. So
you can see dead people, like off the film?
Yes, I can, yes.
Wow, okay. And what do they look like? Do they look like ghosts off of, like, white sheets?
No, no, pretty much like you.
Do they?
Yeah.
What, orange with white teeth?
No, live and solid.
Oh, right, okay.
So if I wanted to speak to one of my old relatives, like my nan or something, you could do that for me?
We could.
You can get through to the other side on my behalf.
We can indeed.
How do you actually do it?
Well...
Can you tell us, or is that like giving away the secret to the fried chicken?
Lots of meditation and prayer gets you to that one, yeah. No, it's something I've always been able to do since being five onwards.
Five?
Yeah.
Did your parents think you had lots of imaginary friends?
I think they thought I was mad.
Now, can we speak to celebs, or do you have to actually know the person?
The direct link is normally with someone who's in front of you or on the air. So, you know, contacting Elvis is not quite my thing.
Oh, that's a shame.
Damn and blast.
Yeah. But you can do it if someone's, like, they don't have to be here. They can be on the phone.
Yeah,
and
you
can get hold of their relatives with that person being on the phone.
Oh, yeah.
What about a text?
Text is slightly different because then you're working on a guide level, but nevertheless, it's the same science of science, if you like.
I'd quite like it though if you could now help us to contact some people from beyond the grave. Would that be okay?
I think that'd be pretty much.
Before we go any further, you're not making this up, are you? Because I'd hate to be disappointed.
No.
You can tell us now, it's fine, we just cut it here.
No, this has been something I've been doing on a constant weekly basis for a long time.
All right. Okay, now we've got some of our listeners, right, who would like you to be able to find their relative.
Mm-hmm.
From beyond the grave. So, would that be all right with you?
That'll be fine
okay.
by me.
Right, let's do it. Don't let go, cause it's just a text.
Text.
Did you do that again? Because that was rubbish.
I have no timing.
Go, it's just a text.
Text.
Hi, Matt.
All right, Scott.
Where are you?
I'm in Stafford.
Okay, what would you like to know from Chris here?
Well, basically, when I was a kid, and I used to go on my grandparents, and, you know, you get those certain odours, which you don't know what the hell are.
Odours?
Yes, odours.
Right.
Dispatched from certain people.
Okay.
Well, my granddad always used to say, well, really blame it on the dog, so to speak. And what I want to know is, was it the dog or him?
Well, so, your granddad used to fart a lot and blame the dog.
Well, we don't know.
Well, you don't know, okay, so that's what you want to know. All right, fair enough.
What are you trying to do to me?
In fact, you could ask the dog if you can ask the dog.
Woof, woof.
I don't know whether we can ask the dog.
No, pretty much no.
No.
It's always good for a second opinion.
Ah, dearie me. Right, okay, well, Grandad obviously spirit side, okay. There's also a George connected to him as well, by the way. Alright, so do check it out. I'm very aware that it was him, okay, very much so. Alright. The dog was a welcome diversion, alright. He's also got a black and white dog in the spirit world with him as well, okay.
Alright.
Very much. much so, but I am aware that he's been walking with you recently. News going to get through today. It's not normally a question that the Spirit World would answer, but while we're going down this road, then yes, he's coming out the closet, as you like, and very much acknowledging that it was him. The interesting thing is...
He's coming out the closet as well.
Not quite like that, no. But very much so, what he's making me aware of is, watch where you smell that again in the next week or two.
Oh, right.
All right.
Best wear a nose peg, then.
But again, it's just confirmation, validation that he's going to let you know he's around, okay? Very much so. And
by farting again?
Oh, yes.
Really?
A spirit one, yeah. Well, spirit world can create odours, so...
Can they?
Oh, yes.
Amazing.
There's lots of things they can do.
That's my excuse from now on.
Next time you let one off in the studio.
Oh, granny.
Yeah. So, it was your granddad.
Oh.
Did you think that it was?
Yeah.
All right, listen, thank you, Matt.
No problem.
More text from heaven coming up. Imagine any question you wanted to ask in the whole wide world to the afterlife, and you want to know whether or not it was your granddad or the dog that farted. More coming up on Radio 1. Now it's 4:45. Wasn't me. So this is the idea on Just a Text from Heaven. You've got a question for anybody at all in the afterlife, not animals. You text it to me on 81199. We call you back, we get you on Radio 1. Time for one more. Now, if this is popular, we could do this on a regular basis if Chris is up for it. If not, it'll just go in the large box of ideas that we've got under our desks at Radio 1 with all our bad ideas in from the last 5 years. There's loads. Let's do one more. Hi, TQ.
Hi, Scott.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm fine, thank you.
Why are you called TQ?
Well, it's a nickname. It's a total quality. That's my nickname. So TQ it is, abbreviated.
Very modest of you.
Well, I didn't choose the name, and I don't know if it's sarcastic or not. But anyway,
hi, I'm TQ, and I am total quality. Okay. All right, love, calm down. Go on.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. I'm
hyperventilating on me.
I'm just a bit out of breath after running out of the dentist, but okay. I'm okay. Yeah.
Right, now Chris is here. He's our medium.
Hi, Chris.
Hello.
What would you like to know?
Right. My grandma died a few years ago, and she used to make a fantastic clouty dumpling. And she was Scottish. I don't know if the clouty dumpling is only from Scotland or if you can get it in other places. Anyway, she made a fantastic clouty dumpling. I tried to copy, got a recipe, and made it, and it was rubbish. It just looked like fruitcake sick. And instead of this beautiful, round, moulded dumpling, it was just like a pile of sick. And there's a few things. The first thing is, I'm not sure if I've got the quantities in the recipe right. I think I've not. The second thing is, I just wondered if the fact that it's meant to be wrapped in muslin, and I wrapped it in a pillowcase, because I didn't have any muslin.
I think I could probably answer that one without, you know.
Oh. Whether that affected the recipe. But I don't think I've got the quantities right.
Right.
And she was an expert, and... just to see if she can give me a pointer in the right direction. That's all. Because nobody else knows.
And that's all you want to know?
Yeah.
From your grandma.
To me, it's like...
Is she still hanging around, Chris, or is she gone during that long energy?
She's bored.
I thought she might have gone.
Okay, TQ. Okay.
Yeah.
You murdered it, basically. Okay. No. What she's telling me here is... oh, by the way, there is an Elizabeth being mentioned. Okay, very
okay.
much so. And I'm also aware of Peggy or Margaret being linked in as well. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, as these characters come in, and obviously you're talking about your nan as well, her rings are still here, by the way, but I'm very aware that she's talking about 50 grams too much. 50 grams too
50
much.
50 grams too
and
much.
And if you put it in the right place, would you use the right things? There's no point trying to saw a piece of wood with a hammer, is it? So, again, she's saying here, make sure you have the right... the wrapping is important. She said it was an important part of creating that mix.
Ah, right.
All right, because it's about...
I mean, I'm a medium, not a cook, but she's talking about texture. Okay, she's talking about texture here very much so. And she says, when you put it in with that, the texture wasn't right, and it just fell to pieces. And I'm very aware she was rolling around laughing in the kitchen at the time.
Okay, loving with you, TQ.
With her head in her hands, thinking, "Oh my God, what are you doing, woman?" Okay,
you're wrestling with a big old pillowcase.
So there's too much sugar in it. I don't know what she means by this, but there's too much sugar.
Yeah,
too much sugar in it as well. All right.
Yeah.
And the yeast content.
Yeah.
Do you put yeast in it?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm not a cook. At the end of the day, I don't do anything like this. Was she saying the yeast content is too much as well?
Oh, right. Okay. Too much. Yeah.
At least by half. At least by half. Yes. Okay.
Yeah.
And. God, here we go. Just a knob of butter, not the pack. Okay.
How did she know? I did. I put in half a pack.
I know everything.
Wow.
It just sounds like you generally need to use less of everything.
Yeah.
Less of everything and more technique.
And definitely not the pillowcase.
Right. No.
Gosh, so much information. It's unbelievable. My pen has virtually run out of paper to write on. Brilliant.
We very much like you to let us know how the recipe goes as well.
Right.
I don't think it could be much worse.
You're quite right. Oh. Don't let go,
'cause it's just a text. Thank you very much to Chris for coming in today. So, anything you want to know about the afterlife, and you asked about a recipe that you really messed up, and a farting granddad. Now, if you'd like to hear just a text from heaven again on Radio 1, feel free to send a text now to me on 81199. We can make it regular if you enjoyed it.